Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
General Motors' new contract with the UAW will raise labor costs significantly, but here's how GM plans to pay for it. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. GM plans to offset higher labor costs with a number of initiatives. It'll reduce the complexity of options and trim levels. It'll do a better job of designing vehicles for easier assembly and manufacturing, and it's going to reuse more components rather than redesign them. GM also has a new quality program called Built-In Quality Level 4. That means better first-time through quality on the assembly line with fewer vehicles needing any repair or rework. Analysts estimate that the new labor contract will cost $100 million more the first year, rising to $350 million a year more by 2023, but GM says it is confident it can offset those higher labor costs. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.